Welcome back, everybody. You are now listening to the Morning Grizz podcast, where we talk about sports in a raw and authentic way. Sports for the fan, from a fan. It's your boy Joseph, aka Jay with the Grizz, and I'm back once again with my man Leon. What's going on, Leon?
What's good, bro? How you doing, man?
Man, I am fantastic. Feeling good up in here. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well, man. A lot to talk about, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, always excited about sports. There's a lot going on. These dudes, the NBA, Leon, are dropping 53, 50, 44. Yeah, it's all coming in abundance.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, these players are they're gearing up for the postseason, man.
Right? There's no more bubble. They got no fans bubble in the stands.
Yeah, Lakers, after the 15, our fans going to be there too.
Yeah, 25 teams right now currently have fans in the stands for the NBA. And like you said, the Lakers are coming up soon. I think before the end of this month, the Lakers will be playing again in front of fans. And I think it's going to be about 25% of the fans is what it's like in California right now.
Right.
And
right,
so one thing we do know is the fans are currently at the baseball games. Major League Baseball is back in town. And, the Dodgers, Dodger Blue, it's definitely time for Dodger baseball. And the Dodgers, they started out 8-2, so they do have the best record in Major League Baseball. Some of these other teams are at 6-3. It's been competitive so far, but the Dodgers look to be strong. Just like always, their pitching is strong. Kershaw came out with a great outing, against the Nationals. He pitched 6 innings, no runs. And so he looks to be good, bouncing back from that loss that he had earlier in this year against the Rockies to start the season off. You got my man Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer looked good, early so far. He got some of his balls were investigated, he might be throwing spitballs. The only spitballs I know, Leon, is the ones you shoot through the straws in the classroom at that kid across the class, pop him in the back of the head real quick.
That's all I know, bro. I remember those good old days.
But my boy Urias, even Walker Buehler, the Dodgers pitching has always been, at least, for these last 10 years, has been pretty solid, has been pretty strong. You can always count on and rely on Dodger pitching. Even Kenley Jansen came out and pitched a solid inning, didn't give up any runs. And so, we're just really looking forward to the Dodgers, repeating, as world champions. The Dodgers and the Lakers both share L.A. Mm-hmm. We had champions in two main sports, basketball and baseball, right? Give it up for L.A. sports. Mm-hmm. And make sure y'all follow that hashtag, L.A. sports. It's always going out there for the Morning Grizz podcast. And right now, we just want to invite everybody to tune in to this new episode and tune in to future episodes of the Morning Grizz podcast. Please do not forget to press the like button. Please do not forget to subscribe. We are here for the fan to deliver sports in a raw and authentic way. And hey, Leon.
Yeah.
The Lakers. The LA Lakers. Everybody is pumped up about the Brooklyn Nets. People have changed the narrative saying that the Brooklyn Nets are going to win the championship. LeBron's not playing. AD's not playing. Even Kuzma was out for a couple of games. And during that time, the Lakers had a chance to face the Brooklyn Nets. And you already know, the Brooklyn Nets geared up their squad. They brought in Blake Griffin. Oh, my God. They brought in LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh, my God. Kyrie was on the court. Kevin Durant was on the court. But the Lakers, what did they do? They went out and got Andre Drummond. They got my man Ben McLemore. They geared themselves up as well. And Leon, without AD, without LeBron, without Kuzma on the court, the Lakers beat the Nets 126-101. It was a slaughter, Leon. How do you feel about that game?
To be honest, I feel pretty good. Excited about the win, especially when Brooklyn is a lot of people clear-cut favorite to win the title this year. That's most people's opinion because of the star power that they do have. But I was really excited when I was watching the game, man. I was in awe of the Lakers, you know, their effort, their defensive effort, how they were playing on both sides of the ball. Offensively, they were clicking, shooting over 55%, I believe. And defense, they kept the Nets only to 101 points, which is the most explosive team in the league, offensive team in the league, averaging somewhere between 118, 119 points a game. Right. I honestly thought that it was going to be a massacre, to be honest, because, I mean, if you on paper right now with all the Lakers' injuries, you know, there's no way that the Lakers can match their offense, you know. But, one, you know, the Lakers are ranked the second best defensive rating in the NBA. So it was interesting to see how their defense was going to hold up. You know, even though when LeBron and AD left, their defensive rating took a hit. Obviously, their offense, they're rated number 30 out of, I believe, what, 30 teams, 31 teams, something like that. So, you know, they're not a great offensive team without their stars. Right. So on paper, you would think that Brooklyn, having Kyrie and KD, LaMarcus Aldridge and all these other players, Harris and Green and Blake, you just figured that, you know, it was a clear-cut win. But one thing that I enjoy about the Lakers, you know, they came out and they competed. You know, I think it was a bigger win for the Lakers simply because it was good for their morale. Especially to beat what's supposed to be the best team in the league. So it was a great win. I was really excited of the contributions that we got. We had McLemore, who stepped up and hit five three-pointers. He finished the game with 17 points. Andre Drummond just beasted LaMarcus Aldridge for 20 and 11. And so I really enjoyed the game. But, it was a great win. But it'll be a lot different, I believe, when Harden get into the lineup, because I think Harden, obviously everybody knows that KD is the best player on the team. Kyrie is probably the most box office player, you know, but Harden is the heart and soul of Brooklyn. You know, like I said, I think Harden and KD can win the chip. Harden and Kyrie can win a chip. I mean, Kyrie and KD can win a trip. Kyrie and Harden, I think, can win a trip. But I think without Harden, I don't think that they're good enough to win a chip. So I think Harden is probably the most important piece because he's the distributor. He's the one to get Harris his shots. He's the one who give, you know, all the other players their looks. And so I would like to see Harden in the lineup, you know. And so also to see our players in the lineup, but it was a great win for the Lakers. Overall. I'm excited about the win. It makes the Nets think that the Lakers are going to be tough because, like I said, we didn't even have our players, our superstar power up in there, which is going to be pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. The shots are going to only come easier for the Lakers. So I think it was a great win. I think it was a great win for the Lakers' morale. I think we competed. And I think Brooklyn probably have something to think about.
Yeah, Brooklyn does have something to think about. They got to think about having Kyrie on the court at all times. And Kyrie, you know, sometimes he likes to miss games. But when Kyrie was on the floor, it really did make a difference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm all about Kyrie. You know, I was in that push for him being considered as an MVP candidate. I really think Kyrie's game is top notch. I do feel like he is a top five player in the NBA. He's one of those players who is looked over. And you shouldn't look over a guy who has that much game, who gets to the cup as much as he does, who takes everybody off the dribble, who also plays the passing lanes very well. He does get up in your chest. Kyrie Irving is an underrated defensive player. And when you saw the game, Leon, the Lakers were up by 4 points when Kyrie got ejected.
Right.
Kyrie had 18 points when he got ejected. And you talk about how James Harden is a really influential piece. You know, some people say, you know, James Harden should have been, you know, is considered an MVP candidate as well. Mm-hmm. I think Kyrie is the most important piece on that whole team. I think he really is the driving factor of the whole squad. And when Kyrie went out, the Lakers went on a tear. Yeah, I know KD had just came back, but you came back ready to play the Lakers. There's a reason why you came back. You wanted to see if you still had it and what you could do against that defense. But when it came down to it, Kevin Durant, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Blake Griffin couldn't do nothing on the court without Kyrie Irving. When Kyrie Irving was on the court, they were moving the ball a little bit more efficiently. He was able to find open spots, hit open threes. Kyrie was able to. He was able to penetrate, create plays, not just for himself, but for everybody else as well.
You know, I mean, I respectfully hear you, but I respectfully disagree. I still think that KD is the most talented player. Without KD, they don't win a chip. And that's just facts. They're not going to win. If KD is not on that court and it's just Harden and Irving, they will not even get close, I don't think.
That's cool with me, Leon.
KD is arguably the probably the best player in the league. 1-2. I mean, you can, right. They're interchangeable. You know, he's just that good. Let's not make that mistake. The issue, right. I'm not disagreeing with you with Kyrie because I think he's extremely talented. Is he underrated? No, he gets his just due. But I also think that Kyrie priorities is not always basketball. And I think that he's proven that. I don't think that his game, he's matured in his mind. The fact that you would allow yourself to get caught up with Dennis Schroeder, which Dennis Schroeder was all in Kyrie Irving's head. He set up home, set up a table, and it was eating lunch in Kyrie's head. But Kyrie has to refocus on basketball. Like tonight they had a game which was postponed due to the looting and the rioting that's going on
right in Minneapolis.
But he wasn't going to play tonight for personal reasons again. This is not the first time this happened this season. This is not the second time. This is the third time that Kyrie has taken personal time away from the team, and he's still getting paid. He ain't trying to give his money back. So I would question that. That's concerning going forward, because Kyrie is taking a lot of time off, and I'm not knocking. It could be personal issues, and we hope everything for the best for him. You know, I'm not saying they're not personal issues, but at some point you're going to have to put your priorities as far as your team and building that camaraderie and consistency and that chemistry with your team. Ultimately, because think about it, only the three superstars only had 7 games together all season.
Right. Right. Know?
And so that chemistry is going to be an issue because there's about, 23, 24 games left in the season, and your core players only have 7 games together. That's going to be a problem. Kyrie, I'm looking for him to mature a little bit, and that's concerning going forward because you just never know what Kyrie is going to do. He's showing himself not to be a leader, you know, and I love his game. I love who he is. I think he's the most exciting player. I think he has the most handle in the game. A lot of people compare him to AI, you know, and that rightfully so. I think he get his buckets a little better than AI did. But at the end of the day, Kyrie, where's your head at? You know, I want to see you put in a 100% effort in your team. Right now, it doesn't look that way. And so, you know, to me, James Harden is considered, he's in a conversation for MVP because without Kyrie and without KD, he had them boys win it. And so, you know, and he was putting up monster numbers at the same time. But let's not make mistake. KD is still the best player on that team. Harden is the most important because Harden is the only one that's going to distribute the ball. Kyrie Irving he gets his buckets. KD gets his buckets, but they don't necessarily make everybody around him better. What James
better, Harden right.
does is he distributes right. the ball evenly. You know, he'll take a backseat, but he know how to pass. He know how to get into the lane. He know how to create disruptions. And that's why he's the glue actually to this team. And so, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. We're going to see how that glue is going to stick. You know, if the team is going to stick, you know, if the team can develop that cohesion. You know, one thing about the Lakers squad, Leon, is that the team is clicking. You know, mm-hmm. they are developing cohesion. They look really good, especially on the defensive end. I think me and you were talking about Ben McLemore yesterday for the fact that Ben McLemore just joined the team, you know, and for him to be able to score that many points with just maybe his first or second game barely, you know, being out there on the floor. The way that Andre Drummond looked, you know, Andre Drummond scored about 15-12 the game prior. They lost against Miami, but to come in and score 20 points, have 11 rebounds this game, I think said a lot. Andre Drummond for me, Leon, I thought was a really crucial piece for the Lakers to pick up. there's been a lot of people in these groups that I'm a part of on Facebook, people on Twitter, you know, people over here, you know, just talking smack about Andre Drummond. And I'm not even going to get anybody's name. So I don't want to get nobody, you know, just do no credit because they don't deserve it. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to Andre Drummond, I've always been right. A lot of people, Leon, have always or said recently, especially, that Andre Drummond doesn't have the footwork, that Andre Drummond doesn't have the skill set. What people don't realize, because they really don't watch basketball, is that Andre Drummond's game is a lot more polished than people might think. And I think it's because you don't really get to see him in prime time, because he's been on some teams that haven't really won. But you get a guy like this who's 6'10", who's 270, 280 pounds, who is solid, who is really athletic, has great feet. He's very light on his feet, knows how to put his body in position, especially when it comes to rebounding the basketball. When you win a championship, two of the most important things are to rebound the basketball and to play defense, besides making your free throws. Andre Drummond doesn't shoot free throws, but he has been making his free throws since he has been on the Lakers. You know, I think he's probably shooting around 60%, which is really good for him because he's more or less like in a 40% range. Andre Drummond is just really getting acclimated within the offense, Leon. He hasn't even like cracked the surface of what the Lakers offense can do, especially when you have AD and LeBron coming back. When you're playing a team like Brooklyn, to see the type of performance that he had against Brooklyn and the Lakers team like Markieff Morris, who has excelled in the last four or five games. KCP has came on these last two games. Leon, the future is only looking good. Are the Lakers still the team to beat? Is the Brooklyn Nets, are they really that real, Leon?
You know, back in the day, there was a saying from Rudy Tomjanovich, whatever his last name is that you never underestimate the heart of a champion. You know, to me, Lakers are still the team to beat. I mean, until you dethrone the Lakers, you know, they're still the team to beat. Andre Drummond, I think that, you know, I do see some issues in his game. But footwork is definitely not one of those issues. I think him passing out of the post could be an issue. Maybe him. I saw they played the Knicks tonight. They gave him some double teams, and he was real a little bit rattled and shook by the double team and made some errors. But rebound. One thing we know that he's going to give us is rebounds. And let's be honest, he's a pick and roll guy.
Right.
Schroeder is a great point guard, but he's not a great pick and roll point guard. You know, Andre Drummond needs a guard that is great in the pick and roll, like a Chris Paul, maybe a Rondo, who know actually how to run a pick and roll, a LeBron James.
Right.
You know, that's where you're going to really see him shine. He can get his buckets because he's the type of guy that you don't have to run any offense for. You know, he's going to go. He's going to crash the boards. He's going to get close to the bucket. But I would like the Lakers – I would like to see them give him the ball in the post more and work from the inside out when he's in the game.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's that type of guy. Or put him in some pick-and-roll situations. Make sure you guys get him the ball. Because without AD and LeBron, he is your third best player. And so – I think that, you know, without LeBron on the court, it's hard to get him the ball. It seems that way. But the Lakers, man, Lakers are built for the playoffs. No matter who they play, no matter who's going to be in front of them, the way the Lakers are constructed is they're the deepest team in the league. They have improved shooting when adding McLemore. You know, we're still one of the top defensive teams in the league. I think that, you know, obviously the Nets, to me, I wouldn't say that they're going to just waltz through the Eastern Conference Finals, because I think Miami is there with the addition of Oladipo.
Yes.
And Trevor Ariza. I think Trevor Ariza is there, right? He's back in Miami.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So that beefs up their defense, already great defensive team. And then you have the Milwaukee Bucks that have something to say about that. Then you have, which I think could be the biggest threat, because Brooklyn's issue is the inside.
And, right.
And Steve Nash, I don't know why he's not playing DeAndre Jordan, but he's your best defender at the rim. Right. Because you're not going to get a lot of defense out of LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin. You might get,
no defense.
Yeah.
You get no defense from Blake Griffin. Let's put that out there. You ain't getting none.
You're not getting no defense. And you would get a few boards. You would get a couple good shots and things like that. But you see Andre Drummond just was playing bully ball with them.
Right.
So I don't understand. You're going to need to play DeAndre Jordan in my mind. Why wouldn't you play him, especially when you start playing legitimate centers like Giannis and Joel Embiid? He's going to have his way with those guys. Drummond is going to have their way with those guys. Lakers are still the team to beat because AD is not – come on, AD and LeBron, they beat you without AD and LeBron. And KD, right. is, and you have Kyrie for a half and KD for the whole game.
Yeah. Hey, Leon, that's a really great point that you had, because when you talk about the teams to beat, you look at the 76ers and you also look at the Milwaukee Bucks. The 76ers are built just like the Lakers. They're long. They have the inside presence, which is what you need to win an NBA championship. They can also stretch the floor because they have three-point shooters and they have defenders that can guard multiple positions. When you're looking at the 76ers, Leon, that's why I don't really feel like the Brooklyn Nets will make it to the finals. Look what the Lakers did as far as defensively and how they put a hurting on how they were able to funnel the penetrator, how they didn't really allow a lot of interior points, Leon. The Lakers made some mistakes. You know, THT, he's a really a nice point guard. You know, I think he forces shots a little too much in the game. He also dribbles a little too deep a lot of times, where he'll dribble too deep, but he'll look for the pass when he gets into the lane, and he'll leave his feet a lot to make that pass, which creates a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
But defensively, you have a team like the 76ers, who have Dwight Howard there, you have Joel Embiid there, you have some scorers like Tobias Harris. Defenders like Ben Simmons, who's very underrated, doesn't get talked much about his defense, and he leads the league in steals, you know, for these last few years. I mean, when you look at them and how I just really can't see how Brooklyn in their first year could come out the East. I really don't. And I don't see any team really beating the Lakers because the Lakers bench is really that deep. With the Lakers bench being that deep, they just added another piece with Ben McLemore. There's got to be an odd man out when it comes to the Lakers roster. You can't play more than 10 guys. Most coaches only want to play eight guys. They don't want to play 9 and 10 because now you're not really getting the rhythm. You're subbing guys in and out. You're kind of focusing on what type of rotation. When you want to be able to just take a guy and be able to plug him. That's what the Lakers can do. That's what Philly can do. That's what the Bucks can do. They could take a player. That's what Miami could do. Miami could take a player off the bench and just plug them into the first string, into the second string. It doesn't matter. They can mix and match. They have those pieces. Brooklyn doesn't have those pieces, Leon. And that's why I feel you can't just really rely on offense. The defense is really what's going to win. Rebounding is really what's going to win games as well.
Yeah, no, I echo that because – I think that's just an issue that they have to address. You know, they don't have, in a sense, any depth. They added a couple pieces, LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin. But like you said, those guys, they're at the on the decline of their careers. They're only going to give you minimal, you know, points, and they'll give you minimal rebounds. But there, you don't add any defensive toughness. You add offense with those guys, but. But like you said, the game slowed down a lot. And then you got three players that dribble, 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 shoot.
Right.
So a lot of teams can't key in on that, but you do have three of the best players that dribble, 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 shoot.
Right.
That being said, they're still going to have to contest with Joel Embiid, a full-rounded team, Milwaukee Bucks, even though I think that even the Miami Heat will still some issues. You might have a point there to them not even making it to the Eastern Conference Finals because you got other teams that play well as a team and that's going to be a threat to your to you, especially in the playoffs when you can can and you can play defense. And you're going to see a Miami seven games. You're going to see a Milwaukee possibly seven games, and the Sixers was the best team to dethrone them. So I think that they have a lot of issues. The Lakers really, really exposed them, and they don't play defense. If you get into their interior, they're going to break down. And so what their plan is, the Steve Nash plan is, you know, you shoot under, 15 seconds or whatever, D'Antoni offense, and it seemed like that's what they're running. Like Kobe said, that type of offense just does not win championships. And so I think we revisit that. And so I think, you know, they might not even make it this year.
Yeah, they might not make it. But one thing we're trying to find out really is who – is going to win the MVP this season. Leon, Joel Embiid's been up there. LeBron's been up there. Dame Dash or Dame Dollar, Dame Time, whatever you want to call him. He's got a lot of nicknames. The reason why I feel like Dame Lillard is probably not an MVP, Leon, is because – and he puts up numbers. You know I love Dame Time, bro. You know, I already know what time it is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he don't make his squad better, bro. And his squad is like at the bottom portion of the West every single year. You know, as much as game that he has, and he hits game winners, and he's clutch, and he shoots the threes from half court. You know, he's a beautiful basketball player, and his acumen is up there. It's just not really getting his players involved to really take him over the hump. That's why I wouldn't call him like the MVP. LeBron's missed some games, but I don't think LeBron's missed enough games to where he can't be out of the MVP consideration.
Right.
AD, we know, is not there. KD's not there. Harden's not there because of the games he missed. Harden's already missed 18 games. Kyrie, that's
been 18 games.
It'd be 18 games. Ooh, over the whole year, right? Because he's missing these 10 games here. And then he's missed, you know, the time that he had with Houston earlier this year. Mm. But you got Jokic, and they look good. You know, your boy Jamal Murray went down today. You know, but you still got Aaron Gordon there. But we're going to find out how really true and valuable Jokic is to this team with Jamal Murray being out. You know, this is really going to be a chance for him to kind of solidify the MVP talk or that candidacy. Kawhi, nobody ever talks about Kawhi. Paul George is looking good over there with the Clippers. Who is your MVP, Leon? Who you got as MVP this time around and this time of the season?
At this point in the season, of course, you know, I still, with the games that Harden missing, Harden is still in that conversation because of what he's done. The season has still been spectacular. Jokic is in the conversation. He's not my MVP, even though they're playing well, because I think without Jamal Murray, that team is not going to move. Prayers do go up to him tonight. He seemed like he had a really, really serious knee injury where he had to be helped off the court. He wasn't putting a lot of weight on that knee. He was being carried off pretty much. So prayers out to Jamal Murray. Get back on the court soon.
That part.
Dame Lillard, you know, he is the most valuable player on that team. But like you said, he can't really get them over that hump every single year. They struggle. They're in the lower part of the conference every year. LeBron is starting to, his games are starting to rack up. But I still think that LeBron James, what he's done with the Lakers without AD was nothing short of amazing.
Right.
To me, LeBron is still the clear-cut MVP. Will they give it to him? You know, they hate on LeBron when it comes to MVPs for the season.
Yes.
But you see his impact on the team when he's out.
Right. When he's gone, right.
When Lakers hit the slide, they were in that second spot, and now they all fell off all the way to the fifth, and then it could go, they could slide to the sixth and the seventh spot before they actually get back. So you see his value. Even without AD, we were still winning games. We were winning a whole lot of games with LeBron. But when he get out, Lakers do take a slide. So you see his value to the team. And to me, that's my MVP. It's not Jokic. It's not Embiid. It's not Harden. It's not Dame Time. It is LeBron King James. He should win the MVP this year. He's been playing immaculate at 36, still playing like he's 25. The man is playing out of his mind. He hasn't slowed down. It's just amazing to see him play.
Hey, I concur. I concur. And this here, Leon, not just your MVP pick so far. We want to know who your top five teams are.
Okay.
Right now in the NBA, Leon, who is your top five teams?
Power rankings. Okay. So my number one, I gotta go with the Los Angeles Lakers. I gotta go with the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers are a definitely scary team. The depth they added, are a very, very scary team with the addition of Drummond and McLemore. It puts the Lakers over the top. I think Lakers are the number one team. Second, I do have to give it to the Brooklyn Nets. I think they're still powerful. Even though they have no defense, they have star power. The star power is enough to almost beat any team that they play within reason. You know, any given game, either one of those guys, two of those guys can completely go off. So they are still a dangerous team. They will outscore you. Their defense is lacking, but they have enough firepower to beat any team in the East. Third, I do have to give it to the Utah Jazz. I think they're doing is phenomenal. I think Donovan Mitchell, it could be in the conversation for MVP. I still think he's young. I still think he has a high ceiling. I think what he's doing over in there, taking over that leadership role, taking his game, elevating his game to the next level, I think is remarkable. I think what they're doing over there is wonderful. Fourth spot, I do have to give it to the 76ers. I think the 76ers are still a powerhouse team, even though they have some issues. Joel Embiid did go down, but he's back. Before he got hurt, he was the lead candidate for MVP. They have a well-rounded team. Doc Rivers has that boy buying in. He's playing out his mind. They added some shooting. They added some defense. I think that they are the fourth. And my final last, I have to go with them. Even though they're sharing our gym, I do have to put the Clippers there because they still have two of the best wing defenders in the game, Kawhi and Paul George. Paul George is putting together immaculate games, perfect games. He's playing like the old Paul George. I think Kawhi Leonard is still there. He's still solid. He's going to give you his 25 points a game, and he's going to be on fire. He's going to average two or three steals. I think that their team is great with the addition of Rondo. I think that makes them that much better. And so I think they still want to be in a conversation. I think that they're probably the biggest threat to the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. So that's my top five.
Yo, hey, that's a pretty solid top five, man. I was just kind of surprised that you put the Lakers at number one just because of the record, right? So I thank you so much for keeping it real, because people fear the team. These teams fear the Lakers. They fear the Lakers. They fear the Nets. Ain't nobody fearing the Jazz like that, you know, but the 76ers are pretty solid too. And then you got the Clippers. You could exchange Clippers maybe with the Bucks. But Leon, I like that top five. I like that top five power ranking.
Thank you.
Pretty
Thank
solid you. Right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So like I said, you know, Lakers, even though they slid to fifth, it doesn't matter. Lakers are feared. Let's not Lakers. Any team know that once they play the Lakers, they're going to get that work because they're deep and they're scary. And with a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD and a healthy Drummond, good luck. Like James Harden said, scary hours, scary hours.
And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Morning Grizz podcast. Morning Grizz podcast is here, season 2. You can catch us on YouTube. You can find us in the chat somewhere on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Check me out. It's your boy Joseph, aka Jay with the Grits. My man Leon at I Am Leon Holly. Make sure y'all follow us, tune in, subscribe to the channel, like the channel. So you also hit the notification button so you know exactly when a new Morning Grits episode is coming out. And one thing we want y'all to know is, or let us know, is, are you with the Grits?